Show me what your original intent and what your original plan for the creation of the earth and mankind is. Why? Because when I come to the knowledge of that, then I have good understanding and I have the right concepts. And there won't be no misconception about, man, what your will and what your desire is for our lives. That's why David was known as the greatest king that Israel ever had. Why? Because he understood God's precepts. If we're not careful, man, we'll forfeit God's precepts and we'll come up, man, with just concepts. But if you don't know God's precepts, then your concepts can be wrong, even though they're good. Just because it's a good thing don't necessarily mean it's the right thing. Hallelujah. Listen, most of our concepts that we have of God, man, especially in the religious world, they ain't just evil. Listen, the devil's most successful tactic against you as a believer is to preoccupy you with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. He don't mind you having church. That's a good thing. He don't mind you having good church. That's a good thing. Long as you don't, man, become the church. Long as you don't be the church. You can have all the good church you want to have, man, stir up folks' emotion and people can feel something, feel good, man, and experience the emotional experience and everything else, man, and then come back and testify, man, that God is good and God is real and I felt the presence of the Lord and everything else. And all that's a good thing, but long as you don't be the church. Listen, man, it's a good thing for us, man, to preach Jesus Christ, man, and who he is and all that he's done and everything else. That's a good thing. But, boy, when you preach, man, who you are and what you can do and where you come from and why you here, we know who Jesus is and what he did and where he come from and why he was and what he did, but you don't know, man, who you are and what you can do. You don't know that, man, just like he was buried and risen from the dead, you don't know that you too was crucified with Christ and was raised and made to sit together with him in heavenly places, far above all your principalities and powers and rulers and dominions, over all the works of the devil. Devil don't want you to know that you got more power than all the powers of the devil. I got that, Arthur, in Christ Jesus. You don't know that, man, the victory that Jesus Christ wrought for you, man, he did that on your behalf. So the victory that he got, you have too. The death that he died, you died too. The life that he was raised to, you was raised to that same life too. But what point was all this? So then instead of trying to live the crucified life, we can begin to live the resurrected life. The Bible says, as he is, so are we. This is not as he was. He was a suffering savior. But what is he now? He's a reigning king. Glory to God. And the Bible says, as he is, so are we. Well, yeah, he's seated at the right hand of the Most High God. You know what that means? He's next in authority over all the creation on the earth. Just like Joseph was next in authority to Pharaoh's boy in Egypt, so are you, man, next in authority to King of Kings, God Almighty. God first, man, it was power and dominion and might, and then after that, you. For what purpose, man, did Pharaoh make, man, Joseph boy the prince of Egypt, man? So that more I'm talking about, he can rule in Egypt just like Pharaoh ruled in Egypt. Hello. So he could establish, man, the governing authority of Pharaoh, just like Pharaoh did. Pharaoh gave him authority to establish the governing influence of Pharaoh in Egypt. Just like the authority that Pharaoh had, he gave, man, to Joseph. Same thing. The authority and power that God had, he gave to you. The authority and power that Jesus walked in and displayed and manifested in the earth, and God gave to you. So that you too might be holy and without blame. You know what holiness is? Being just like God. You know what an ambassador is? A representative of God and his kingdom. What holiness is again? Being just like your God. The Bible says, be ye holy. Why? Because the Lord your God is holy. And he created you in his image and in his likeness. But because of a lack of knowledge of all these spiritual blessings and a spiritual authority that have been delegated then to you and that have been restored back to you, because of a lack of knowledge of who you are and where you come from and why you here and the potential that we have on the inside of us and where we going to really end up at it, because of a lack of knowledge of that, the devil is able to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting those great things. So that you know who Jesus is, but you don't know who you are. Well, the Bible says in the last days, boy, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God's will for our lives. And that's what's taking place in the earth today. How is that taking place in the earth today, Arthur? Because this gospel of the kingdom is being preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. Listen, no man know the day or the hour when, man, everything gonna come to an end. We don't know the day and the hour, but we know when it's gonna come. When this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world as a testimony. That's why the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of the kingdom. He don't ever want you to know the gospel of the kingdom. He don't mind you, man, being knowing the gospel of Jesus Christ, knowing you don't know the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. What's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached? That the kingdom of heaven, man, is at your hand. What's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached? That the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. What's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached? The kingdom of God belongs to you. What's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached? As I am, so are you. The work that I do, so shall you. As the Father sent me, so send I you. What's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached? I give you power over all the powers of your enemy. I give you sovereignty and dominion and raw power and righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I give that to you. Come you who are blessed of the Father and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven. What was he preaching? He was preaching the good news about him. Not about you, I'm sorry, but about you and about me and about us. What the religious church preach? They preach the good news about Jesus. And that ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. But the greater thing is when you come to the gospel about you. So you can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and man, that's a good thing. And let me tell you something. That'll get you saved, too. That'll get you out of Egypt. But, man, getting you out of Egypt, man, you know, ain't the goal. The goal and into the wilderness ain't the goal. The goal is getting you out of Egypt, out of bondage, out of sin and death, so you can come through the wilderness experience so that you can get rid of that Egypt mentality, so that you can be renewed in the spirit of your mind and in your soul, so that you can not be conformed to this old world system that you've been born in, slavery and bondage to the devil, so that you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can repent. What? Take off on a new way of thinking and a new way of seeing things. Hallelujah. Well, that's established there. That's first begin in the wilderness after you get saved. And then after you begin to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you can all go on across, man, the Red Sea into your inheritance. So you can't go into the kingdom of heaven and experience all the kingdom of heaven with an Egypt mentality. Thinking that old way, living that old natural man. You can't take the natural man. I mean, you can't live according to the flesh, man, in the kingdom of heaven. Flesh and blood cannot enter to the kingdom of heaven. The natural man, why? Because he don't understand those things. So he got to be renewed in the spirit of his mind. That's in his heart. That's in his subconscious, man. That's in coming to the knowledge, man, of who you are and where you come from and why you here and what you have been redeemed from and what you have been restored to. See, if we're not careful, we get preoccupied with what we've been redeemed from, but you don't know what you've been restored to. That's why you got to grow in the knowledge of God. That's why there's a going on in God. Salvation ain't the end. Salvation is just the beginning. Now we got to go on to receive the end of our salvation. Well, just the salvation of our soul. That's our mind, our will, our emotions, our attitude. That's being saved, but it doesn't come to the consummation of that yet. Is being saved. It's already saved, but it's coming into the reality of his salvation and beginning to walk in that reality of it. Your spirit, man, is saved as it's ever going to be. You are as righteous as you are ever going to be. So stop trying to get righteous and start being righteousness. Hallelujah. Because the fruit of righteousness is holiness. What's holiness? Being like God. So if you want to be more and more like God, then awake to righteousness. What you mean awake to the righteousness? Come to the realization that you are as righteous as you ever going to be. Why? Because God has made you righteous. Not making you, has already done it. He who knew no sin, you know the scripture real well. He who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, God placed our sins upon him and took the righteousness of Jesus and placed it upon us. Took our sins on and put it in Jesus and nailed it to a cross. What purpose? So that the penalty, so that the demand of a just God could be paid in full. So that the penalty for sin could be paid in full. Well, listen, the penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So listen, man, you couldn't pay the price. You couldn't pay for your sin. So God loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son. He came himself in the person of a son, Jesus Christ. And man, I'm talking about paid the penalty for all our sins. Not so that we can go to heaven, but he paid the penalty for all our sins so that we can become, man, what God originally created us to be, what? Righteous and holy, just like him. So you have been made righteous. Not your own righteousness, but the righteousness of God that you are in Christ Jesus. Not your righteousness. Not your goody-goody two-shoes. And listen, that's a gift from God. Hallelujah. Now that listen, you're saved by grace through faith, and that's not of yourself. That's a gift from God. The penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God, that's eternal life. And that's a gift from God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. For God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. And not only saved, but raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and dominion and might. You think that seat is only for Jesus? No, you've been made to sit together with him. Listen, you got more power than all the power of your enemy, all the power of the devil. We got more power over man, poverty, sickness, disease, demons, devil, all the power of the devil. You got, listen, the Bible say, boy, he placed them under Jesus' feet. And listen, Jesus is the head, you the body. Where the feet is a part of the body. Who you are the body of Christ. So if the devil been made to be man under our feet, under the feet of Jesus, and we the body of Christ, then the devil is under our feet too. But if you don't know that, then man, you'll let an enemy who have been defeated continue to rule and reign over your life and man have you under his feet. But the devil is a liar. For that reason was the Son of God manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. That's why God, boy, put us on this radio broadcast, man, to come let you know, man, that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. There ain't no weapon formed against us can prosper. Not even death can't prosper. Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it back up. They thought he was talking about a physical building. He was talking about more. Listen, if this physical body dies, hey, there ain't no problem. Jesus couldn't call that about shutting. Somebody say, what do you say? I say, boy, the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living on the inside of you and me. And just like he raised Jesus Christ from a physical death and placed him in an immortal body, one that ain't never going to die, never get, hey, it's the same spirit that's on the inside of us going to do the same thing to us when we die physically. You're going to be raised, man, to newness of life. You're going to be raised to live, man, in eternity then. You're going to be, man, come out of living in time into living in eternity. When? In a moment, in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye. Glory to God. Why? Because the moment you leave these physical bodies, boy, you in a moment, in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, you'll be translated out of darkness over into the literal presence of the Most High God. That's into the kingdom of heaven. That's an unseen realm in God territory. And you're waiting there. Hallelujah. Not to spend eternity there. You're just waiting there till, boy, the consummation of God's will be done on the earth. And when it's done on the earth, then you who were dead in trespass and sin and God raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus, you coming back. Hallelujah. And God has prepared another body for you, not a mortal body that you died in. he got another body for you, boy, or immortal body. Just like he got an immortal body for Jesus Christ and placed him in that immortal body till death no have no more authority over him, so do God have prepared for you an immortal body. Hallelujah. But until then, boy, you ushered back into the literal presence of the Most High God, or you living spiritual life. You're living in the presence of the Most High God. And listen at this, not for no moment, no day, no year, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 years, 969 years, the longest time mankind who were dead in trespass and sin lived upon the earth, but you're going to live forever. Hallelujah. So even if we lose loved ones, man, in this life that we have now, hey, the suffering of this present time, yes, we're going to have sorrow. Yes, we're going to have grief in those losses like that. But the suffering of this present time is not worthy, glory to God, to be compared to the glory that we have. But listen, yeah, you might suffer for a little while, man, in the loss of loved one, but boy, think of it in this way, man. And soon coming, you might suffer what? How long you going to live on this earth? 120 years at the most? And that suffering on that little present time ain't worthy to be compared to that, man. We're going to live with our loved ones for all eternity. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So, yes, you might have to suffer a little sorrow and a little grief and a little pain and a little hurt and everything else, man, even in the loss of loved ones. But you, let me tell you something, you can be a good cheer in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the sorrow, in the midst of the grief. You can be a good cheer. Why? Because Jesus Christ overcame all the onslaughts of the devil that's in this world, even our greatest enemy, death. Lord wants us to always come to the knowledge of death, you know. And I say this, you know, a friend of mine lost his son in a few weeks ago, man. And I can imagine, because I lost my son in the same similar situation, man. But boy, I want you to know that, man, even in that loss, boy, I'm talking about, boy, the Spirit of the Most High God will give us comfort, will give us peace, will give us joy unspeakable, joy that the world can't give and the world can't take away. Because, boy, God will comfort us. How? Boy, with the knowledge of his perfect will. But not only our lives, but for the life of our loved ones. So the suffering that we might face, man, in this trying time that we here on the earth for them however long we're going to live on this earth, ain't worthy to be compared, man, with the glory that we have in the everlasting life, the gift of God that he's given to all of us. And not just all of us, but to our seed too, to our children too, for generation and generation and generation to come. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. The seed of the righteous shall be saved. Shall mean most definitely. Glory to God. So that, man, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we gonna fear no evil. Oh, yeah, we might sorrow and we might grieve, but we'll know something, man, that's far more powerful than the sorrow and the grief. What is that, Arthur? That in the midst of it, boy, everything is all right. Why? Because our life is hid in Christ Jesus. And if our life is hid in Christ Jesus, ain't no devil in hell can pluck us out of his hands, not the hand of God. He might pluck us out this way, but he can't pluck us out of the hand of God. No, Lord, no, Jesus, no, 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 no. We got everlasting life. And God wants you to know that he didn't only save us, he saved our whole house. You remember when, man, God was getting ready to deliver his children of Israel out of Egypt? He gave them specific instructions. He said, take a spotless lamb. They don't have no blemish and everything else. That means righteous, man. And slit his throat. And take the blood, man, from that spotless lamb that signifies no blemishes, no sin, no corruption in it, and sprinkle it up on the doorpost what, of your house. Glory to God. And then take the lamb and roast it and eat it. Because there's a death angel coming through. And when the death angel come through, oh, he coming. But boy, when he come through and see the blood of that lamb on the doorpost of your house, he going to pass over your house. Hey, good God Almighty. That's the love of God, boy. He going to pass over your house. And you're going to go to all them other houses, man, that ain't got the blood of the lamb on there, and the firstborn going to die. Yeah, but man, you know, my child died, this, let me tell you something, boy. I ain't talking about physical death. I'm talking about spiritual death, eternal death. See, there are three kinds of death. There's spiritual death, that's separation from God. Then there's physical death, that's when our spirit leaves the body. And then there's eternal death, Well, you are eternally separated from God. Listen, you was once alive in God, in Adam, in Genesis 1 and 2. And then Adam died, but he didn't die physically first. He died spiritual death. He got separated from God. And when he got separated from God, then man eventually, he died physically. But God didn't let him experience man eternal death. God redeemed his life from that destruction and crowned him with loving kindness and tender mercies and gave him the ability, man, to be resurrected from that spiritual death into life eternal. Listen, God ain't got no respect to person. If he did that for Adam and Eve and Jesus Christ, he'd do the same thing for you. And now, let me take it a step further. Not only will he do the same thing for you, he did the same thing for you. That's why he told boy, that old boy, man, the people in Israel, man, hey, take the blood of that lamb and sprinkle it on the doorpost, watch this here, of your house. What's your house represent? That means you and all your family, all your children. Hallelujah. And then he told him this, and stay in the house. Stay up under that protection. Stay up under that covering. Stay up under that. Don't stop believing that. Don't stop, man, believing, man, that you and your whole house is saved. Don't stop confessing that, man. Even if it ain't that way in the natural, man, maintain your confession of faith. What? That, man, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Hallelujah. That's all our children. And all our children's children, children's children, children, on down to 1,000 generations that Jesus Christ tarried that long. What? Saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb. But yeah, some of them might not be living saved, or some might not be doing saved, but nevertheless, boy, let me tell you something, the blood of the Lamb is springing up on their lives. Hallelujah. And the boy, and God has given us a responsibility that even if they're outside of the house, we can stand in the gap for them, baby. Hey, good God Almighty, boy. Hallelujah. And we can believe God for them. And let me tell you something, man. All things are possible to them who will believe. What? Believe what? That the seed of the righteous is delivered. Listen, boy, that old boy, man, on the cross with Jesus has sinned and lived all his life, man. Man, in sin and separated from God. But even in his dying moment, boy, he say, Lord, remember me. Watch this here. When you come into your kingdom. He was dying. And God told him, boy, this day shall you be with me in paradise. Good God. Lord, boy, you know, let me tell you something. Our eyes ain't seen and our ears ain't heard, nor has it entered into our heart, boy, the great and mighty thing, boy, that our God has done for us and our seed. Just like he did for Adam and his seed. Who is Adam's seed? All mankind. Glory to God. Hey, what he did, he redeemed man, all Adam's seed, man, from destruction and crowned them with loving kindness. He died upon the cross for all Adam's descendants. That's all mankind. And boy, they come to the knowledge of it, then they come out of darkness into the divine light. And they begin to live, boy, under the shadow of the Almighty in the secret place of the Most High God. Protected by God, covered by God. Even when they out there in Egypt, man, even when they out there in the wilderness, man, they covered and protected by God. You think God didn't, man, wouldn't with his children, man, when they was in Egypt, when they was in bondage, when they was in slavery, man, to the devil and all his way of living? Just like us, man, were in slavery to the devil and all his way of living, so were the children of Israel. Who is that? They're representative of God's people. That through that people, man, God would be able to bless all people. Through that nation, God would be able to bless all nations. Through that one man, Abraham, who was the father of that nation, through that one man, all mankind can be blessed. Through that nation, all nations can be blessed. Through that family, all families could be blessed. That's why I pray, man, that all the time, man, God, fill us with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Hallelujah. Not just head knowledge understanding, not understanding that we receive from our five sense reasoning, but that the Holy Ghost might reveal to us, boy, I'm talking about the real understanding. Why? The original concepts and precepts of God and concepts of God. Why? So that we can have good understanding. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we can know something. Know what? That everything is all right. Well, I told you a long time ago, my mom asked me, she told me that the Lord asked her, how would you feel if you knew everything was all right? Now, listen, let me bring some clarity to that. He didn't ask her, how would you feel if everything was all right? He asked her, how would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? He said, Lord, I feel awesome. I feel wonderful. I ain't got no words to say, explain, articulate how I would feel. And she said, and the Lord told her to feel that way. Why? Because I'm going to make known to you that everything is all right. See, the only way you can feel that way, you got to know that everything is all right. And the only way you can know that everything is all right, it got to be revealed to you, man, by the Holy Spirit. How are you going to reveal that to you? Through Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Revelation say his name shall be called the Word of God. Where it come from? Come from the Father. What? The source of life. What's that? The Word of God. And how it going to be manifested? Through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Just like the Bible say, the earth was barred and without shape, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then it say, before God spoke anything, it say, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep. And God started talking. Who is God talking? That's Jesus. And boy, the Holy Spirit took, boy, what God said and brought it into existence. Listen, it was nothing but darkness upon the face of the deep. But God said, let there be light. And the Spirit of the Lord that had moved on the face of the deep and was hooving over man, all of that man, waiting on what? Waiting on the Word. Glory to God. And when God spoke light, light started being. And it's been being ever since. But that same Holy Spirit, man, is hooving over your life. What are you waiting on? He's waiting on me and you to speak. What are you waiting on me? Let me tell you something else, too. The devil is hovering over your life, too. And he's waiting on you to speak, too. And if you speak, man, the words of the devil, then the devil going to create in your life, man, what you say based upon, man, what he is imparting into your heart, into your subconscious, into your mind. But, boy, if you speak the Word of God, if you speak Jesus, to your circumstance, situation, and center. Then that same Holy Ghost, boy, that was hooving over the universe and the earth, boy, going to take what you say that God said and manifest that in your life. If you don't, then the devil going to take that he has imparted into your heart and mind, his word, and he'll create that in your life. That's why the Bible say life and death is in the power of the tongue. You're going to have what you say. I don't feel too good. That's why you don't feel too good. Why? Because that's what you're saying. I don't know how we're going to make it, man. We didn't run out of money. We ain't got this. We ain't got that. That's why you ain't got this and you ain't got that, because that's what you're saying. Boy, our children, man, and man, this old world and these old things that are going on in this world, man, they just got us in bondage and everything else, man. Our governing system, man, ain't no good, man. You know, man, I don't believe in God. All this, boy, let me tell you something, too. That's why I like that way. You're saying, man, what the devil say and what the world say and what politicians say and what mankind say and what demons and devils and circumstances and situations and symptoms say. But, boy, you got to come to the knowledge, boy, where you only say what our Father in heaven say. Jesus said it this way. I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. And as a result of it, man, I have what I say. And Lord, the devil, the doctors, the circumstance, the situation, the symptoms, the lawyers, everything else, the bankers say, hey, man, we can't do this and we can't do that. The doctors say, man, you got high blood pressure, you ain't going to live. You got cancer, you ain't got but 2 months to live or 3 days to live or 6 months to live, however. And boy, if you line up your word with that, then guess what, man, in 3 days, 6 months, you're going to be gone. But boy, that's another report, glory to God. Isaiah says 53, who shall believe the report of the law? What's the report of the law? He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Glory to God. What the word of the law say, boy? I will render righteous judgment, boy, to the earth. Yes, we got corrupt politicians. Yes, we got men, people that are doing things all out of order because of greed and everything else. And it's all right to acknowledge that, but God judges amongst the God, and he gives righteous judgment. Hallelujah. In other words, boy, he judges right. And, boy, his government, man, influence what's going to stand. That's why we got to preach this gospel of the King. the governing system of God in the midst of this unrighteous governing system that we live in. You preach the governing system of God, then guess what's going to be established in the earth? The governing system of God. If you talk about and preach the governing system of mankind, then guess what's going to be established in the earth? The governing system of mankind. And it's evil and it's corruption in it. It got some good in it too. It ain't all evil. It got good in it too. Just enough good to cover up the evil. Just enough good to deceive you, man, to go after man human government instead of going after man kingdom government. Because in kingdom government, man, ain't no evil in it. It's all good. Hey, good God Almighty. It's all good. It's a utopia. It's a perfect governing system. No corruption in it at all. But the governing system of heaven that supersedes the governing system of this earth. How are we going to establish that on the earth that God gave us the mandate to do by speaking, man, the word of God over all these things of the earth and all over all the things of mankind and over all the things that the doctors say? Yeah, but, man, I don't feel good, man, and I do have cancerous cells in my body. Yeah, that's a fact. But facts are temporal. They subject to change. But truth is eternal. So you can take the truth that supersedes facts and change the facts. I'm going to say it again. You can take an eternal truth and put it in your mouth and meditate in that day and night till it get abundantly in your mouth and in your heart. And boy, you start coming out your, what's abundantly in your heart start coming out your mouth, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to reap what you sow. You're going to have what you say. That's why Jesus was able to say, hey, man, listen, who, when you pray or when you fellowship with God or when you go to God, man, pray what you desire. Don't pray what it is. Pray what you desire. If you're sick in your body, don't go to God and tell God, Lord, Lord, I'm so sick, Lord, and you beat him. No, pray what you desire. Let the devil try to steal my health from me. But boy, you died up on the cross so that I might walk not only in healing, but in divine health. So I speak to these mountains in my life. I speak to this cancer. I speak to this sugar diabetes. I speak to this high blood pressure. And I let it know that you trespassing on God's property. And I command you to be there, removed, and cast into the outer darkness where you belong at, man, and you go from this body. Oh, it might not happen overnight, man, but why? Because you ain't abundantly in your heart yet. You got to put it abundantly in your heart. How you put it abundantly in your heart? You got to keep on saying it. You got to keep on meditating in it. Till it get abundantly in your heart. Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth going to speak. And the man from the good treasures that he's put in his heart, who going to put it in there? You got to put it in there. How you put it in there? By speaking God's word over your circumstance situation. By not just speaking what the body say and speaking what the doctors say and speaking what the politicians say or the bankers say. What the bankers say, well, we can't give you no loan, just give your credit this and your credit this. Yeah, but what God say, I will supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. Not according to your credit score, not according to your credit profile, not according to your riches on the earth or your treasure on the earth, boy. I'm your source and I'm your sustainer. I'm responsible for your life. I created you. You belong to me. I'm the Lord of your life. And if I'm the Lord of your life, then I'm responsible for everything concerning your life. That's why David was able to, man, to be blessed above measure. Why? Because he said, the Lord is my shepherd. And if the Lord is my shepherd, he said, I don't want for nothing. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he lead me beside the still waters into green pastures. Yea, even though I walk through the valley of shadows and death, I don't fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. Glory to God. And boy, though I die, yet shall I live. Hey, Lord. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. And the Lord is our shepherd. And the Lord is the shepherd of man, our family, and our household. Why? Because we take the blood of the Lamb and sprinkle it up on the doorpost of our hearts and our lives and our family and our house. That's all our children. Not just our immediate children, but on down to 1,000 generations. The Bible says the seed of the righteous shall be saved, shall be delivered. Because somebody got to put the blood of the Lamb on the doorpost of their house and continue to bleed God. And though they live in darkness, one day they'll come to the light, even if it's on their dying bed. They'll come into the presence of the Most High God. Even if it's in death, they'll come into the presence of the Most High God And even though you might understand it, boy, but boy, I'm talking about, man, God, listen, man, it wouldn't be fair for God not to give everybody an opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even in dying. Even though you might not hear, you might not know, or you might not understand it, boy, nothing, man. That man, listen, he wouldn't just condemn the death, man. He was hanging on the cross. He was just good as dead as if he was already dead. And he called upon the name of the Lord. Now, contrary to popular opinion and everything else, let me tell you something what the words say. That's why I say, man, I don't lean on my own understanding or nothing like that. I just, man, listen to what the Holy Spirit say to me about what God's words say. And because I understand, man, his precepts, then I have good understanding, man. So I know that I don't lean on my own understanding and my five-sense reasoning, but I lean up on, boy, the revelation knowledge that comes from the Spirit of the Most High God. I told you that man was, man, dead as dead gonna be. He was hanging on the cross. He wasn't getting ready to be nailed to the cross. He was hanging on the cross. He was at death's door. And boy, he told the Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus told him, this day shall you be with me in paradise. Good God Almighty. Hey, boy, that's the love of God. That's the goodness of God that covers a multitude of sins. That's how much God loved us, that even while we were dead in trespassing and sin, hallelujah, he sent his son. And boy, that dying man came into the presence of his son, and he called upon his name. And when he called upon his name, the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. It didn't say might be, could be, may be. It said whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So God don't want you to live, man, without hope, like in time past. God wants you to live, man, and come into the knowledge, boy, that if your life is hid in Christ Jesus and you got the blood of the Lamb on the doorpost of your house, then you can know that everything is all right. And in your knowing that everything is all right, then, man, you can begin to feel that way. Even in the midst of grief, even in the midst of sorrow, even in the midst of pain, even in the midst of sickness and disease, even in the midst of poverty, even in the midst of racism, even in the midst of all the negative things that are going up on this earth, you can be a good cheer, why? Because Jesus Christ has overcome the world. And if he's overcome the world, I'm going to say it again, if he has overcome the world, then we all who are in him has overcome the world too. Glory to God. So let me tell you something, boy. God created us. He's our Father. The word Father means the source of our life and the sustainer of our life. Far past your understanding and anything else that you can even think or imagine at this point. All we're doing, man, is just growing, man, and going on in God, going from our next to our next to our next until we reach the fullness of the expressed image of Jesus Christ, a statue of Christ, who is the expressed image of our Father in heaven. And until we reach the fullness of the stature of Christ, then we got to keep going on in God. Keep going from our next to our next. Keep growing in the revelation, man, of who we really are, where we really come from, why we really here, what we really can do, and where we really going to end up at. Keep going. Keep going on in God. Keep going to your next, to your next, to your next. Keep going higher and higher and higher and higher. Keep on going from glory to glory to glory to glory until, boy, you reach, man, the destination. What's the destination? You created in the image and likeness of the Most High God with all dominion, man, and all authority and all power and all might ruling and reigning on the earth forever and ever and ever in the kingdom of heaven here on the earth. That's the destination. And until you reach the consummation, the fullness of that destination, then you keep on going on in God. You keep on going to your next, to your next, to your next. You keep on growing in the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of God. You keep on going, man, and going from glory to glory to glory to glory. And guess what's going to happen, boy, in the end? Revelation says it this way. It is after the devil, the false prophet, the Antichrist, all his demon co-hosts, sickness, disease, death, poverty, lack, racism, and all that mess that's going on in the earth today, all that's going to be cast into the lake of fire. The devil and all the demon co-hosts. Never ever again to be able to come and try to deceive mankind again. And then after they cast into the lake of fire, they say, behold, I saw a new heaven. That word heaven, that means the atmosphere and the environment, you know, just like the atmosphere and the environment of this earth over here that we have over us. Not the heaven where God lives at, but the atmosphere and the environment, the second heaven. I saw a new atmosphere and a new environment, new clouds, new environment, man. You know, that's up on this earth, man. You know, that's over this earth. And boy, it wasn't no hurricane. It wasn't no tornadoes. It wasn't all that mess that's going on because it's a new heaven above this earth, a new atmosphere, a new environment, and a new earth. But old had passed away, and the new had come. And guess what the new earth was? The Garden of Eden. Not just a spot on the earth for the moment, but an open door into a delightful place, the presence of the Lord. The whole earth was filled with the glory of God. The whole earth was a Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. And there, God came down, man, from heaven and brought all of us who had gone up to heaven to be with him and placed us in that place. Same way he did in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. He formed on the earth for a moment, on a spot on the earth for a moment, with an open door into a delightful place. What's that delightful place? The kingdom of heaven on earth. On a spot on the earth. But in the consummation of everything, boy, he's going to do the same thing. He can bring in all of us who have gone and died physically and gone on up to heaven. He coming down, man, and bringing us, boy, back to the earth. Only difference between Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and Revelation chapter 21 and 22. In Genesis chapter 1, it was a spot on the earth. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, it was a spot on the earth for the moment. In Revelation chapter 21 and 22, it's not just a spot on the earth. The whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Hallelujah. And there, he placed a man, what? On an earth that's just like hell. An earth that's a colony of hell. An earth that is an outpost of hell. Just like he placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, heaven on earth, so is God going to finish what he started. He's going to place you and I, not just on a spot on the earth, but the whole earth filled with the glory of God. The whole earth, a colony of heaven. It's on the whole earth, just like it is in heaven. And there, he came down and brought you and I to that new environment, that new atmosphere, and that new earth, heaven on earth. And you shall reign forever. That's why I tell you, man, that's where you're going to end up in. You're going to end up in heaven, but you're going to end up in heaven on earth. You're going to go to heaven where God is. All you got to do to get there is to leave these physical bodies. And you're going to go into the unseen realm. But boy, when it's all said and done, God's going to bring you back to a seen hell. And you're going to be on earth, seen. Hallelujah. What you talking about, Arden? When I come on this radio broadcast, let me tell you something. It's important for you to know the purpose for it. Because if you don't know the purpose for a thing, then you are missed at the use of it. The purpose for you being tuned in to this radio broadcast is so that you might be filled with the knowledge of God's will for our lives. With all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Line up on line and precept upon precept. Why? So that you can know what is the hope of your calling and what's the exceeding greatness of the power that has been made available to all of us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, because I don't want you to know just about the good news about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but the power that has been made available to us through that. What power, man? The same power that Adam forfeited and lost for. All power. Sovereignty. Dominion. What's sovereignty? Sovereignty means, come from two words, sovereign reign. Sovereign means complete. Reign means rule. So what's sovereignty? Complete rule. Not just partial rule, complete rule. Over what? Over all the earth. Not over people, but over all the circumstance, situation, and symptoms that confronts your life. To rule and reign over it. How? With the word of God. With the word of life. with the word of life. With the word of life. That's what God wants you to know, boy. That, boy, that he is the word of life, and he's given unto us the word of life, and he's given unto us the Holy Spirit, and he's given unto us the word of life. What's the word of life? That's Jesus. What's the Holy Spirit? That's God dwelling on the inside of us. Say it again, brother. What's the word of life? That's Jesus. What's the Holy Spirit? That's Almighty God living on the inside of you, not among you, not around you, but on the inside of you, just like it was in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Adam had the word of God, and he had the Holy Spirit living in them. You and I, boy, have the word of God and the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. Now, all we got to do, boy, is come to the knowledge of that man and start living our lives from that place. Come on back into the kingdom of heaven. Listen, God ain't got no problem getting the kingdom of heaven to us and in us. But it's an issue, man. It's a different thing to get us into the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is in you, whether you realize it or not. When you got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, then that's the kingdom of heaven in you. Where's the kingdom of heaven? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of heaven. Where is it at? It don't come with observation. It ain't over there and over here. Where is it at now? It's on the inside of you. So what God is trying to do now, he ain't had no problem getting it to us. The problem is, I don't call it a problem, but what he in the process of doing now is getting us into it. And what way is he doing that? He used the foolishness of preaching this gospel of the kingdom to get you in it. To bring you to the revelation that, boy, the kingdom of God is not only among you, but it can be in you, and you can be in it. And that's where God designed your life to be lived from. Not from the outside trying to get into the kingdom, but, boy, from inside the kingdom, man, and manifesting in man on the outside of your life here on earth. Some places the Bible says, our kingdom come, now we'll be done in earth. Some places say, our kingdom come, now we'll be done on earth. But listen, it's God's will for it to be both places. But it can't be on the earth until it first get in the earth. It got to first get on the inside of us. And then as it get on the inside of us and we steady becoming that and everything else, then guess what? It's going to manifest itself on the outside of us. See, the kingdom of God on the inside of us is to impact and influence our lives. But boy, when we get full of it and it starts flowing out of us, man, then it'll start impacting the outside of our lives in our circle of influence as well. See, when you're filling up a glass, at first it's just impacting the inside of the glass. If you're filling it up with water, it starts from the bottom. But as it come up and come up and come up, boy, it's wetting. It's bringing moisture to the inside of the glass. But when you get to the top and start flowing over, then it'll start affecting the outside of the glass. And it starts affecting the ground, man. And it keep on pouring and keep on pouring. Before you know it, boy, it'll start affecting all everything that's around it. That's how the kingdom of heaven is and the kingdom of God is. It's on the inside of you. And God wants you to get in there so it can be filled with the kingdom of God, filled with the glory of God, so it not only affect your life, but it start affecting your circle of influence too. The life of your family, your children, your neighbor, your community, your town, your parish, your county, your state, your country, your world. What's that order? That God, through his family of sons, establishing his governing system of his territory, heaven, the physical territory that he gave you and I. What's that physical territory? The earth. What's our assignment? To make it on this territory that he gave us, the earth, just like it is in the territory that he came from. How are they going to accomplish that? That's his plan. What's his strategy for accomplishing that? To fill you up, boy, with the Spirit of the Most High God, to fill you up with his presence, and to fill you up with his word, so that you speak his word. And that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you, take the word that you speak, Jesus Christ that you decree and declare, and manifest it in your life. So what are you telling us, Arthur? He told Joshua, and I closed with this. He said, just like I was with Moses, so should I be with you. Let me say it in our day and time where it was talking about you. Just like I was with Jesus, God said, so should I be with you. So don't be afraid. Why? Because just like I was with Jesus, in the same way I'm out with you too. Don't be, fear not and don't be amazed, for I am with you, said the Lord. And I ain't never going to leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you. And just like I was with Jesus, and I accomplished, man, my will and my desire, my plan and my purpose for manifesting Jesus in the earth, so shall I be with you. And manifest and fulfill my plan for your life on the earth. So what you want me to do, Lord? Don't let my word depart out of your mouth, but meditate in it day and night so that you can be not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. What do you say? He said, Joshua, don't let the book of the law, what's that? That's the word of God. Don't let it depart out of your mouth, but meditate in it day and night so you can observe how to do according to what it is I say. And then, implying not until then, he said, and then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and thou shalt have good success. When you put the word of God in your mouth and you meditate in that day and night and you speak that day and night and you maintain your confession of faith, even when you don't see no instant result, don't let it depart out of your mouth. Keep on sowing it. Keep on watering it. Keep on cultivating. What that is, meditating in it, man. What that is, you watering that seed then. And guess what's going to happen in due season? If you don't faint, if you don't cave in, if you don't quit, if you don't stop when you see adversities, if you don't, man, cave in and give up and quit, guess what's going to happen in due season? What? You're going to reap if you don't faint. You're going to have what you say. So put the word of God in your mouth. What word of God? This gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom? That all your inheritance, what's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. Its attributes, its lifestyle, all that it consists of, that's your inheritance. It belongs to you. So come, all of you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. What's my inheritance, Brother Arthur? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, come on back into the Garden of Eden once again, man. The atmosphere and environment of heaven on earth, man, and eat from the tree of life forever and ever and ever and ever. Come, all of you who are blessed of your Father, boy, and get, boy, the Holy Spirit, the divine connection between God and man and heaven and earth. Come in and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And you shall be witnesses. Not for me. The witness is somebody else. For me is the witness who's talking about Jesus. But a witness for him is somebody who's being just like Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the gospel of the kingdom. Come get your inheritance. Come get, man, your true origin back, your true identity, who you really are. Come get, man, your true origin, where you really come from. Come get, man, your true, what, purpose for your existence, why you really here. Come get your true potential back, what you really can do. Come get, man, your true destination back, where you really going to end up at. Come get all that back. Come get, man, who you really are, more than just apostle and prophet and evangelist and pastor and teacher. Come get, man, who you really are, what? Supermen and superwomen, mighty men and mighty women, children of the Most High God, kings and queens, hallelujah, ambassadors of Christ and heirs of the kingdom of heaven. Come get all that back and start living your life from that place. For herein, the Bible says, the Father glorified that you bear much fruit. Not that you just bear a little fruit, but that, man, you come to the knowledge of who you really are, where you really come from, why you really here, what you really can do. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things that pertains to life and godliness. You can, what you mean? You can really, man, do, really can rule and reign in life over our circumstance, situation, and symptoms. We really can rise up above the storms of life and the crisis of life and the death, man, the physical death of life. You really can, man, rule and reign over all of that. You really can rule and reign over all your circumstances, all your situations, all your symptoms, man. You really can stop living and dying like mere men and mere women that, boy, live like kings and queens and sons and daughters of the Most High God. You really can, man, come out of darkness into the marvelous light. You really can operate in supernatural power. You really can be a superman, man, and a superwoman in all the earth. You really do have more power than the power of a locomotive. You really can, man, have revelation knowledge where you can see through all the onslaughts and strategies and tricks of the devil. You really can, man, mount up with wings as eagles and fly above all your crisis that you might face in life, all your negative circumstances, that you're a winner. Hallelujah. Because you hooked up to the winner, Jesus Christ. And if you hooked up to the winner, then you too shall win in life. You ain't the victor. You're the victor. And here's the good news. You ain't got to fight for this. It's already been won. The victory has already been won. Well, what's my responsibility, Brother Arthur? All you got to do is enforce the victory. You ain't got to fight in this battle. He told them boys, hey, listen, man, you ain't even got to fight in this battle. All you got to do is enforce the victory. Why? Because I've already, man, overcome the world. I've already destroyed the works of the devil. I've already healed you of all your sickness and disease. I've already given you peace and joy that the world can't give and the world can't take away. I've already redeemed your life from destruction. I've already restored back to you everything that you lost in Adam. I've already supplied all your needs, man, according to my riches and glory. But what I'm supposed to do, Brother Arthur, now you go and enforce the victory. How I enforce the victory? By decreeing and declaring the victory in every area of your life. By going and decreeing and declaring salvation, man, in every area of your life. By going and decreeing and declaring provision, right, in every area of your life. By going and declaring, decreeing and declaring, man, I'm talking about, boy, deliverance from whatever we might need deliverance in every area of your life. How do a king rule in life? With his word. How do a king rule in life, Brother Arthur? With his word. His word is law. And you more than just a politician, man. You the greatest politician of all is a king. And they ain't voted in. They born a king. And they rule and reign all the days of their lives. Presidents, man, they're just in there for 8 years. A king is a king, man, until he dies forever. Well, you have been made unto your God king and priest. And you shall reign forever. What you telling that, Arthur? I'm telling you the greatest story that's ever been told. But that is the good news, boy, about how much your Father in heaven loves you and all that he's done for you, and that it is a completed work. He who begun a good work on the inside of us is completed, and he's bringing us to the knowledge of it so that we can begin to walk in the reality of it. Hey, listen, y'all, my time is up on this radio broadcast. I thank God for KYT FM Radio 88.1, for my brothers and sisters that operate that station there, you know. And, man, I love them. I love y'all. I love everybody on the sound of my voice with the love of the Lord. And I pray God's best for all of our lives and that we walk in the reality of what it means to be children of the Most High God. And that's what God put us on this radio broadcast for, to exalt you and helping you become all that God created you to be, do, have, and possess. We love you with the love of the Lord. My wife, Gail, and I pray not only God's goodness over your life, but God's best over your life. And so shall it be, in Jesus' name. We love you. We'll see you again next week. 713-870-3776. That's our contact number. 713-870-3776. We love you. God bless you.
Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.